欢迎收听 EN Fans 动感英语 Talking with YYW 第四集。Hello, dear listeners. How are you today? Welcome to Listen Talking with YYW episode 4. In this episode, our guest is from Dhaka, the capital city of Bangladesh. He is a police officer, a senior captain. His education background is pharmacy.He applied the nationwide police recruiting exam in 2014 and successfully passed the exam, which was 2,000 people applied and only admitted 20. I have to say he is kind of excellent. And after about 1.5 years training, he got this high rank position directly. The conversation lasted about 20 minutes. It was supposed to be longer.But there was a connection problem in the end. We tried to reconnect several times, but he could not hear my voice, and I don't know why. By the way, his name is Joy, and his English is very fluent, but because the Skype voice quality is not so good in this case, and my vocabulary is limited, I could not understand him totally, but mostly I could understand.If you like my programs, please subscribe or click folks. Money sucks. And I like comments and likes. So far, I have no comments and likes. If you do this, I will be very happy. Thanks again. Now the conversation starts. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Joy. How are you today?
I'm fine. Do you hear me clearly?
Yeah, very, very clear. Just now you had something to do, right?
Yeah, I'm a bit free now. We do not have any time schedule. It is a 24/7 job. I can't exactly say when I'm free and when I'm engaged. There is a problem of policing. No, the problem of police life.Whenever any incident occurs, you have to rush to the place of occurrence.
Sorry, can you speak a little slowly? I cannot get you clearly.
Really? Am I speaking fast?
Yeah, kind of fast for me. My English is not so good.
Sorry?
My English is not so good.So can you speak a little slowly?
Okay. I am speaking slowly. You have a good accent, I think. It is a British accent, right?
Yeah, I think you have no Bangladesh accent. You're kind of British.
Bangladesh accent?
No,
Have you talked to anyone from Bangladesh before?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Many people here have actually Indian accent, and my accent is, it's not actually purely British. It's not purely American. I think my accent is something similar to the accent of people from Eastern Europe, you can say.
You have a which kind of accent?
Eastern Europe, I think European accent, kind of.
Oh, you have visited some European countries before?
No, this is not because I visited some European countries, but I have some friends from European countries, especially from the eastern part of the Europe.Germany, Ukraine, makes a lot of you, right? Of these countries. And I have many friends from Russia too, Russian, and from Greece. I think my accent is a bit similar to the European countries. And I try to talk to, in British accent because I really love British accent. British accent is very lovely.
Why?
On the other hand, American accent doesn't attract me much.
You think British accent is elegant?
Yeah, of course, it's elegant. It's artistic, it's elegant. British accent is different because English is the language of the British people.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's the original language.
Origin of this language is Britain. And the Americans have somewhat distorted this language in many cases, but in a grammar point of view, in accent point of view, right? In pronunciation too. They have manipulated. Actually, the language is a evolving process. I would not say it manipulate. Language will change over the time. Like, that's the nature of any language. So American English is also a changed form of British English. But having said that, British accent attracts much more. And it's difficult, actually. British accent is difficult in comparison to American accent.
You think... For me, I prefer a US American accent because I think it is more casual.
Yeah, American accent is something that that you can easily understand or you can easily learn, right? It is also easy to talk in American English, in fact, because they care little about grammar, they care little about pronunciation, care little about the ups and downs of sounds, right? So it is easier and it is perhaps widely used in the world. American accent is widely used. That I said before, that British accent had an elegance, you know.
It is hard to
learn. It's tough to learn, actually. It's not easy to learn, I'm sure. Once I took an initiative to learn the British accent many years back, but I couldn't continue. So,
so Joy, friend Joy, now you are joining my channel's podcast. Do you know that?
You have already talked me about podcast.
Welcome. Actually, I'm recording our conversation by the audition.
So, what will you do with this record? With this recording?
Yeah, I will post this podcast on my channel, a Chinese website.
So that people can learn it? Sorry, people can hear it?
Yeah, actually, we share our audios. Many people share their audios, their personal made programs. Some of them are made. They are speak Chinese. It is a very famous website. There are also an English channel, so English learners can exchange their learning experience or something like that.
That's a very good initiative. Must say, very
great. So can you introduce yourself to our podcast listeners?
Sorry, come again?
Can you introduce yourself to our podcast program listeners?
Can I introduce to what? I actually missed that word because there is some echoing.
Can you introduce yourself?
You are saying that I should introduce myself, right?
Yes, to our podcast listeners, because I knew you
before.
But our...
Now I understand. Dear listeners, Miss Wahid Zaman Joy is talking to you, and I'm from Bangladesh, from the capital of Bangladesh, Dhaka. I'm a police officer. And I'm also the civil servant of my country. I'm a senior police officer, rank assistant police commissioner at Dhaka Metropolitan Police, which is equivalent to the captain rank in the army. And I have joined this Buddhist service in 2014, and I have already passed 1 year of training, and recently I joined my new office. And I suddenly came across my friend Yuan, and we two are trying to furnish our speaking. As for myself, I can say that English is a very important language in my country. And also, if you want to pursue any job, any high-end job in the United Nations or Interpol or any other international organization, and that is why we are practicing, we're trying to have a conversation in English, and I think it will help you a lot too. Thank you, listeners. I will come to you time and again. I hope for the best.
Friend Jui, you mentioned your army. You are also working in the army?
No, I am not actually working in the army, but our police and army are, our police and army are sister institution, you can say. They are of similar category, similar rank, they have a similar duty. And police also have an armed force wing, right? Because in key installation and key institutions or in key places, we have armed police, like in airport, you say. We have armed police, and we have a division of regimental army. My rank is equivalent to that of armed. So that people can understand, because I am an ASP here, or Assistant Commissioner of Police. This rank varies from police rank varies from country to country. Some call this inspector, some call this Assistant Commissioner, some call this captain. Uh-huh. Right? It will help. On the other hand, army ranks are universal for the world. Same in each country, so that people can understand easily. So my rank is somewhere between captain and major. Right?
So your rank is a captain?
I'm actually a senior captain. My rank is above of a captain and under of a major, right? When I will get into when I step into 6 years of my profession, of my job, then I will achieve that major rank. So I still have 4 years to achieve that major rank.
Dear friend Jui, I noticed that your profile, your age is only 27. Can you tell me how can you achieve this high rank position in so young age? And can you tell me something about your education background?
I should have told you before. Uh-huh. When I was introducing myself. Okay. Actually, primary, I have postgraduated from pharmacy.
Pharmacy is not related with the police.
I'm coming to the point. I'm a postgraduate of pharmacy, and I work in a research center, pharmaceutical research center, as a researcher of anti-cancer drug. So I did a job there for 6 months odd. Then I switched to the police. And you were talking about how I could achieve a higher rank at this young age.
Yeah.
Actually, but the civil service system in my country is a British civil service system. We directly join as a senior officer through an exam, a country-wide exam. We had 20 police officers were recruited from all over the country.
Uh-huh. Only 20?
Through a single exam. And this is called public service exam. And there are 20,000 applicants for that. Uh-huh. 20,000 applicants for 20 posts.
Wow.
So I cut through this exam, and we are posted directly as a senior officer in this police service. We are directly appointed as captain. In the army, you joined as second lieutenant, then lieutenant, right? Then captain. But through this public service examination, you can directly join into the captain rank, or you can directly join into the Assistant Commissioner of Police rank. And then you have to undergo a 1 year long training in the academy. Actually, it is a 1 year and 1.5 year training in academy. Then you are ready for posted in a real workplace. Now, why and how I shifted pharmacy to the policy, right? Because in my country, and this is also in India, and this is also in other countries, many countries like France, like in Singapore, like in Thailand, Philippines. I don't know about China. That the public service or civil service is open for all. It is open for all faculties, for all subjects. Right, anyone who can cut through that exam, the civil service exam, this is the toughest exam of our country, can join the government. So our police is a part of the government, so anyone can join the government, and engineers, doctors, right, pharmacists, anyone can, lawyers, anyone can join the government. So although I am graduated and post-graduated from pharmacy, but then later I shift pharmacy to policy. There are reasons for that. Yes, of course.
So you are graduated from a university or a college?
No, I was graduated from a university. It is the Science and Technology University. It is one of the best universities in my country.
Graduated from a university which your faculty was a pharmacy.
You took that
police recruiting examination, and you directly get this higher position. You mentioned that you need to speak English in your work, right?
Sometimes. Although our national language is English, but sometimes you have to work with the foreigners. Like many foreign visitors come here, the police personnel from other countries come. They come to visit our country. The police officers. Officers from Interpol or United Nations, they visit us, or we have to visit them, we have to see them, we have to travel many countries. Because we are in a higher rank job, we have to interact with the whole world. So that from that point of view, English has an importance. And we can also, our senior or higher ranked officers can also do jobs, as I said before, in the United Nations or in Interpol. And in that case, you must be good English and French, of course. So I am now trying to learn English, and after learning the English, I'll try to learn French or Spanish.
Have you been to other countries to do your work?
Not too many countries. I have visited countries adjacent to my country, right? Our neighboring countries like India, Nepal, Bhutan, Myanmar, even Turkey, but not China or other countries, because I'm still new in my job. I've only passed 4 to 6 months actually in rail field. Before that, I was in training academy for 1.5 years.
So you only worked in this position for 4 months?
Currently for 4 months.
So you went to the Myanmar, India. You go there for rest the criminals.
No, we went there for in conferences, like to see the facilities are for training purpose, like this. And we have the police department of Turkey and Bangladesh have many many cooperations and many treaties. They help us, we help them. So we have to form many policies. So we sit together and form policies. Like with India, we have anti-terrorist treaties, many treaties. And as we are neighboring countries, they help us, we help them. And there are criminals, many criminals or militant, I should say, they are operating in both countries. You see, they switch from Bangladesh to India. They comes to Bangladesh from India, and many goes to India from Bangladesh. So we sit together time and again. We sit together. We form policy. We have it.
Damn, bad connection. Sorry, just now we had a bad connection, I think. Hello? Joy? Hello, Joy, can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me? Are you there? Hello, Joy, can you hear me? I'm on phone and everything is alright here. Maybe we can try next time. Thanks for your time. I will edit our voice and send you the link. Your English is way better than mine. Hope you can speak more slowly next time. No, I don't think so. So I can understand you better, thanks. You also have good English. Thanks. See you next time.